Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and my goal is to help military veterans and their families succeed in their civilian career. Today's episode number 307 with Chris Hogan.
I call it, it's analysis paralysis, where we start to think so much, and our society is such a microwave culture. We want to fix things in one zap, right? We want to hit the easy button and have it just automatically be there. But here's what I found. Having made money mistakes myself many, many years ago, taking the step for the cleanup, that's where you start to learn some things. That's where you start to develop habits. You know, I've worked with lottery winners or pro athletes and entertainers that were suddenly handed a lot of money. But if you don't have a skill set in how to manage it and deal with it, you won't keep it long.
Well, if you're new to Beyond the Uniform, welcome. Usually on Mondays and Thursdays, I have interviews with military veterans about their civilian career, what they do, how they got there, and advice for other veterans seeking to do the same. Today is a skills episode where I meet with someone who's not in the military to learn really valuable information that would benefit all of our audience. And it's a real honor to have Chris Hogan on the show. Chris has a podcast, The Chris Hogan Show. He worked with Dave Ramsey. He's written national bestseller books all about finances, about getting control of your finances, getting out of debt, planning to retire early. And, the phrase that came to mind, I texted Steve Bain right after this interview, is that Chris Hogan is like a shot of penicillin in your butt. He is just such an extremely motivational character. I felt ready to take on the world after my conversation with him. And I hope you get that sense as well. This is just scratching the surface. We only had 30 minutes together. And as you'll hear, Chris has a wonderful perspective that is empowering, that is inspiring, that's very instructional based on helping literally millions of people get out of debt and plan for retirement. And so I really hope that you pay attention at beyondtheuniform.org to our show notes for this episode, where we have links to his YouTube channel. We have links to his podcast. We get nothing for promoting this. There's no hidden motive here, but I think that his voice is one you're going to want to hear more of. And so check out the show notes to find out more so that you can take action today. I think that was a big part of his message, is not waiting, but really taking even an incy-beansy tiny action today to move your finances in the direction that's going to help you and your family. Also at beyondtheuniform.org, you'll find over 300 episodes just like this one, all completely for free. So with that, let's dive in to my conversation with Chris Hogan. Well, joining me today in Franklin, Tennessee, my guest is Chris Hogan. Chris, welcome to Beyond the Uniform.
Well, thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I wanted to start things off by thanking you. It's very clear you have a passion for helping veterans. I'd love to learn where that comes from for you.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, for me, I was, my grandfather served in the military. He was in the Army for many years, and have always had a clear understanding of what a real hero looks like. I think our culture gets it confused, and we try to put athletes and musicians and actors in that role, but a hero is someone that stands for something. They protect people. They help people. And that, to me, is our nation's military is the epitome of that. And so my heart goes out to all the brave men and women that make those sacrifices, being away from family, being away from friends, and oftentimes in harm's way to be able to protect us and our freedom. And so that's not anything I take lightly. I'm very grateful for that.
That's wonderful. And in your show, in your work, you have helped millions of people, and many of those people are veterans. I'm wondering, when you think of the work that you've done with the armed forces in the past, is there any specific advice that comes through that you'd like to share with our audience about what you've done with the military?
Yeah, well, I've had several opportunities to do some things with the Department of Defense, along with various branches of the military, and I have absolutely enjoyed each and every one of them. Most recently, I did the Joint Civilians Outreach Conference, where I spent 10 days with a group of folks, and we went around to all the different military bases on the Eastern Seaboard. So I was with the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, as well as with the Coast Guard. And so I had an opportunity to really learn more about what these men and women do day in and day out. And it was just an incredible opportunity to have this eye-opening experience. I'd already had an extreme amount of respect for the nation's military, but getting to meet these men and women on the bases and getting a chance to talk with them and getting to see them and hear more about their story was very encouraging for me. I feel that our military men and women are perfectly capable of doing the very things that I teach. And that's because they already have this discipline. They already have this mindset of doing what's necessary and being goal-oriented. So for me, it's a matter of just getting the right tools in their hand and allowing them to start to operate and do those things day in and day out.
I love that. I hope listeners take encouragement from that of realizing it sounds like they've got the building blocks to execute. It's maybe, yes. Maybe making sure that they get the knowledge to know what to do and then trust that they'll be able to really knock it out of the park.
Justin, thank you for mentioning that, because I feel like that is the key ingredient for all men and women out there. But a lot of times we can feel limited. We can feel trapped by our current situation financially, because we've all made some silly decisions financially. We've all done some things wrong with money. But I firmly believe that we don't have to be the sum total of those mistakes. We have an opportunity to make some new decisions, really be able to move forward. And it really boils down to three things. It boils down to your beliefs, your knowledge, and your actions. And I want people out there to believe that they can, regardless of where they are. They can fix it. If they're in debt, they can get out of debt. If they've not handled money well, I believe that they can learn to do that. But we have to choose to do that. The next step is knowledge. We've got to grow in our knowledge. Let's spend time listening to podcasts. There's a cool show out there called The Chris Hogan Show. I would love for people to listen to. Joking, kind of not. But I want people to be encouraged to understand and hear the stories of other people that have made mistakes or been in a lot worse situation. And these people made the decisions to start to turn it around. And so I think with the beliefs, with our knowledge base growing, reading and listening to things, but also taking action. You know, nothing happens until something happens, which means we've got to start to take the steps right now today to move in the direction where we want to go.
I love that. And one of the things I love about your online message is I have a quote that you say that is the opportunity to start fresh never has an expiration date. And I love that you start with belief, because I think that especially for people who might be feeling financial pressure, there may be this belief that they're defeated. There may be this belief that they can't get out of this situation, that they're helpless. And so I love that you start with mindset to make sure they realize it is possible, and then they can move on to knowledge and action.
No, I think it's really important. And listen, when I'm saying, and you hear me as an encouraging person, because that's who I am. I'm a coach at heart, as a former athlete. I'm not taking away that people are feeling stressed and irritated and maybe feeling like they can't. That they're in a tough spot. I'm not taking away from that real feeling. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is whatever you've done that had you feel that way, I want you to start to choose to act differently and respond differently. And it's amazing. I tell people on the Chris Hogan Show, one step forward is called progress. Mm-hmm. If we can take that step forward in believing that we can fix whatever it is we're in, that we can start to learn to do things a little bit better, that's positive momentum. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's easy to take another step after we've learned to take that first one.
Mm. So it sounds like one of the common things that you see with beliefs is that it almost sounds like an all or nothing mentality. Because I see this in myself. Like I hear you saying one step forward and is progress, and it relaxes me, because sometimes it's like, well, I need to get everything figured out. I need to have everything in order. I need to figure out a plan to save $1 million rather than just, you know, can I save $5 today?
Well, and I think that very thing you just described is what keeps a lot of people from taking even the one step further. I call it, it's analysis paralysis, mm-hmm. where we start to think so much. And our society is such a microwave culture. We want to fix things in one zap, mm-hmm. right? We want to hit the easy button and have it just automatically be there. But here's what I found. Having made money mistakes myself many, many years ago, taking the step for the cleanup, that's where you start to learn some things. That's where you start to develop habits. You know, I've worked with lottery winners or pro athletes and entertainers that were suddenly handed a lot of money, But if you don't have a skill set in how to manage it and deal with it, you won't keep it long. So I think the growth part of it, and not expecting just to clean up 10 years of a debt mess in 10 minutes, but let's start to take that first step. And I'm all about tactical stuff, Justin. So I want to give people a practical, tactical application here. That means if you're listening to this and you have debt, step number one is to decide to get your money back. What I mean is when you get out of debt, you give yourself a raise. It allows you to do more with your money. Step two is this. Get a pen and a piece of paper, and I want you to write down all your debts. I want you to see it on a piece of paper in front of you. And then I want you to reorder those debts from smallest to biggest. You see, we teach the debt snowball. And what that means is that getting out of debt is not about math. It's about momentum. So we're going to make minimum payments on all the debts except for that little one. We're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at it. And watch what happens. That little $500 Visa suddenly starts to shrink a little bit when you have some yard sales and you start to get intentional with budgeting. And then you move from that debt down to the next one. And I can tell you, having experienced this, putting a red line through that debt is taking a stand for yourself. And you start to believe that you can do it. And lo and behold, you'll start to go further faster because you have this momentum behind you and you're believing in yourself.
I love that. And listeners, you're getting a brief taste of Chris and what he brings to the table. And I'll have links in the show notes for his show because he has so many episodes. But I love what you're saying, Chris. I love that it is tactical. And I love this thought around momentum where it's like, you know, see that you can make a change. And I even love the thought of writing out all of these debts, like seeing on paper, because I think sometimes for me, when I have it just in my head, it feels like this impossible obstacle. But then this thought of writing it down, it's like, oh man, it's clear, it's tangible, it's maybe not as big and daunting as I think it is in my head. It's like naming those fears and getting them out there. And then really, I love that thought of just beating down the closest villain, the one that the smallest debt, getting that out of the way.
That's right. Well, and here's the thing, you know, talking to this and being around the men and women in the military, I know they understand this whole mindset of readiness, right? They understand being prepared versus being ready. Being prepared means you have some knowledge. Being ready means you're ready to apply it. And so the debt snowball is a tactical thing that these men and women who are tactical in nature understand this. And they also understand the bigger picture is about being strategic. This is about families. This is about the little people running around in our homes or the things that we want later in life for our great grandkids. But the best way to start a legacy is to start today. And that's starting to take action in the right way with a plan that works. Listen, Financial Peace University has helped over 5 million people be able to get out of debt, learn how to save so they can build wealth and so they can give. So this plan works without a doubt.
Could you dive deeper on Financial Peace University and what that is, what that offers?
Yeah, Financial Peace University, this is essentially the plan that Dave, myself, and Rachel have helped millions of people walk through. It is really a membership where you really start to learn the skills that are necessary to do these things. We teach people how to budget, how to get out of debt, how to save, how to be able to invest, how to build wealth, and we even talk about giving. But we do this in a way that's very interactive, and we walk people through with these online programs where they can watch the videos and not only get the information that we're teaching, but they get a chance to also hear the stories of people that have walked through it and have applied this information. So it's really an opportunity for people to take control of their money and to make a decision today. Mm-hmm. And they can get more information about this by going to chrishogan360.com/FPU. And they can get more information online and read about it. But it is a course that helped change my life. So when I speak about it with passion because I've lived it.
That's great. And what comes up for me with this is, at least my experience, I think many listeners will relate. My experience was in the military, I got training for everything. I was trained for submarines. I was trained for fighting fires. I was trained for how to flush the toilet. Everything gave me training. And when I left the military, I didn't have that training for finances. When I was in the military, they told me how much money was for housing and food and everything. Like they gave me essentially a budget, but there's no reprogramming when you leave the military. And so this is Financial Peace University. Is that right?
That is correct.
That is essentially the training that we've appreciated in the military, but on the other side of getting ready to have your finances in order.
Well, you're absolutely right. And it's amazing to me, you know, we've really made a massive push. We're in half of the high schools that are out there right now across our nation, just because we know that money is a life skill. It doesn't matter when you first get out of college and start working your first job, or whether you're working your third tour in the military. Either way, money is something we have to learn to handle. And we're not taught about it, and it doesn't matter, you know, it depends on how your family dealt with money. If they talked about it or if they didn't talk about it at all, at the end of the day, we have to figure out and learn for ourselves. And so that's what I love about Financial Peace University, is that we're guiding people and we meet them right where they are. It doesn't matter if you're making $20,000 a year or $220,000 a year. You still need a plan on how to deal with your money effectively.
And you talk about something called the Retire Inspired Quotient, the RIQ. Could you speak a little bit more about how people can build wealth and what this RIQ is?
Sure. Well, as I told you before, I'm a former athlete, and I know in athletic competition, the thing you had to do was be aware of the score. You needed to know where you were as a team. Were you ahead? Were you behind? What is that score? Because that impacts kind of your strategy and your effort. Well, what I found when I started really digging into this whole retirement space back in 2011 and 2012, I started to understand as a financial coach, people weren't prepared. Mm-hmm. People had no idea what they needed to do or where they stood. And so I really wanted to help people have a better understanding of the scoreboard. And so I developed the RIQ, the Retire Inspired Quotient, which helps people understand how much am I going to need to live my dreams. It's a free tool at my website, chrishogan360.com, but people know that they need to put money away in their 401k or their TSP, but in their mind, that money is just leaving them, right? But when people read my book, my first one, Retire Inspired, they started to see it a little bit differently, which was my goal, that this money isn't just leaving you, this money is going towards your dreams. It's helping people to really start to understand, how much am I going to need? So real quick, the Retire Inspired Quotient, the RIQ, there's a couple of data points that you plug in, and it's going to show you your big number. For example, you would fill in, how much do you want to live on per month in retirement? This is something a lot of people haven't thought about. But again, as you start to budget, you understand, oh, we'll need this amount of money. So then you put in, and how many years you plan to retire, and then how much you currently have saved for retirement. So again, the three data points, how much you want to live on per month, how many years you plan to retire, and how much you currently have saved. Plugging in those three data points, the RIQ will show you your big number. This is how much you need to have put away to live your dream, based on what you said. Now, you can change the rate of return and the rate of growth. This is just a tool, but it helps people's eyes to open up. But the RIQ also takes it one step further. If you are behind in reaching your dream, it takes it a step further and shows you how much you need to be investing right now to get there. Now, again, this goes back to a very tactical application, because I want to know where I stand on the scoreboard. But more importantly, I want to know, what do I need to do to catch up or to get ahead? And so I love this tool. It has been used by hundreds of thousands of people already. And I'm getting a lot of great feedback from myself and the team, really thanking me for helping them to see their 401k or their TSP in a whole nother light.
I love that. And I think that will resonate with a lot of listeners who, I think military people tend to be goal oriented, tend to be all about the success and the score. And so I think that what you're saying will resonate.
Oh, I love working with military folks. I really do. Because as I said, they're already disciplined. They're goal oriented. They want to win. And so they just want the tools. They're like, tell me what I need to know and point me in the direction. I'm like, it's a dream opportunity when I get to go speak at the military bases, because I see it on their faces. And more importantly, Justin, I get excited when I see the light bulb go off. Mm-hmm. When I help people see debt in a different way. You see, our society wants people to look at debt as a friend. But I know the truth. Debt takes. It takes and it requires. It takes your money and it requires a payment month in and month out. It doesn't care if you're sick. It doesn't care if your child is sick. It just takes. So I want people to see this for what it is and really understand that I need to get out of debt, stay away from debt, and remain allergic to it so I can keep more of my money with me so I can use it for the sake of my family.
I love that. I love what I love about all these things you're talking about is they're very simple shifts in mindset. It's like changing the perspective on debt. I love what you said earlier about it's not like the money's going away from you. It's going towards this goal. You're building up towards this. So I hope listeners appreciate these small changes in vantage point that can really give you a lot more energy, motivation, and momentum at achieving these goals.
Well, thank you. And I'm telling you, I have seen this year after year. I've been a part of Ramsey Solutions for 14 years now. And as a former banker and a former investment mortgage person, I can tell you, I see more and more people that are moving in the direction and taking back control. So I'm excited. I love what I do. I wake up energized to come in to help as many people as possible. But it is a blast to be on the military bases talking to the men and women and really giving them tools that no one else has given them before. And so to me, it's another opportunity to help people to be able to build their dream future. And we have to do that each and every day with focus. Mm.
And for listeners, I'll have a link to one of your books, Retire Inspired, on our website. I'm wondering if there's any other tenets that you'd like to pull out from that for listeners that we haven't covered already.
Well, you know, in the book, Retire Inspired, it was essentially the nation's wake-up call on retirement. Mm-hmm. So many people were telling me that they believed that Social Security was going to save the day. And, you know, my one hair on my head would stand up because, as you see, Justin, I'm bald. But it was one of those things where I wanted people to understand Social Security is not going to save the day. You know, on average, it's going to pay out around $17,000 a year. Which is around $1,450 a month. You can't live a dream on that. So I wanted people to really wake up and start to understand that we have to use the tools that are available to us. We have to use the 401k. We have to use the 403bs. And for my federal employees and military folks, we've got to use the TSP. We've got to invest, because if we don't invest and save for the future, we won't have anything to spend. So that was important about the Social Security. The next side was is that, listen, retirement is not an age. It's a financial number, which means I don't care how old you are. It's a matter of having enough money put away to be able to take care of yourself and your family in the future. Now, that's a little bit different from my folks and my men and women in the military based on years of service. But I still wanted people to start to really understand this is something that I'm in control of and I need to be aware so I can help myself and move forward. And so I tell people finally that you got to have a plan. You know, you need to know your numbers, know your dream, and know your plan. What are the steps you're going to take to help you get there? But these are all things that I unpack in the book, Retire Inspired, and they can learn more about that at my website, chrishogan360.com.
Perfect. And you mentioned something that I wanted to ask about, is if you could talk about the Roth TSP and whether veterans should roll over or leave their money in that Roth TSP.
Well, listen, first and foremost, whenever you hear the word Roth, I really want people to get tingly and excited because Roth means after-tax dollars. And what that means for us is that we have an opportunity to use after-tax dollars to be able to allow that money to grow tax-free. So Roth equals tax-free. So that opportunity is a huge thing. That came around from Senator Roth in the mid-90s. And this was a massive change for us to have opportunities to be able to save. So if you've got money in a Roth 401k, I want you to go obviously sit down and talk to your investment professional. But that money is in a great spot to be able to leave it. Now, the difference is money that you have in a TSP. So there's a difference. You have the Roth TSP and you have the TSP. Roth means after tax. TSP, the standard traditional one, is pre-tax. So that means you'll pay taxes on the money when you take it out.
Perfect. And obviously the money grows, so it's better to pay those taxes up front rather than once they've grown and you pay the taxes at the back end.
Yeah, if you have the opportunity to plug into a Roth TSP, I really and truly want you to get the information, sit down with your investment professional, but this is something you want to take advantage of. But you need to understand all the tax implications of that and go into it with your eyes wide open.
Could you share any more? I know you've got so many tools on your website. Anything else you'd like to direct listeners to that might help them?
Well, listen, I know when people are trying to build their dreams, we need tools. We need the right things so we can have that information. So the RIQ is at my website. I also have a net worth calculator that helps people really start to understand where they are as they're growing their wealth. But of course, there are free articles on there. There are blogs. There's information on there about my YouTube channel where I'm answering people's questions. And of course, the Chris Hogan Show, where I'm taking callers, diving in, giving people direct answers to their questions, but also ripping some things from the headlines, helping people to understand how this certain thing they're hearing about in the media, how that pertains to us for our retirement as well as wealth building.
And for listeners, I'll add links to all of those in the show notes. I love how you close each episode with a takeaway with three pieces of actionable advice. I'm curious if anything stands out for our audience of transitioning service members, vets, and military spouses of some of those takeaways you've had over the years.
Well, I can tell you this again. It's always an honor to speak to the men and women of our military. These are focused people that are definitely not finished. But I would say this, the actions are know your dreams, know what it is you want to do. The places you want to visit, the things you want to do with family, I want you to see those in high definition. Number two, I want you to be absolutely clear of where you stand right now. Do the RIQ, do the net worth calculator, and understand where you are. But number three is the big one. I want you to be ready to take action and take an action today. And that might mean just making a decision that you're going to push harder, or it might mean if you're married that you're going to work more closely with your spouse in dealing with money. If you're single or newly single, you're going to find an accountability partner that wants you to win, and you're going to be upfront and honest. And I want you to put those dreams out there, talk about them, be clear that you can do this, and don't allow anyone's words or actions make you believe that you can't. I've seen people do it. I've done it myself, and I know you can too.
I love that. I love that phrase too, seeing these dreams in high definition. And I love that you started there of getting really specific about what we're driving towards, getting really specific, having that future that's pulling us towards it. And then I love that you balance that with the brutal honesty of where we are today and just realizing where we're starting from. But I just appreciate overall this underlying message of hope, of empowerment, of having people feel like they can accomplish this, because I believe that's true too. But I think it's easy, like you said, to listen to those people who tell us we can't or tell us all the reasons why we shouldn't, just to shut those out and drive towards immediate action.
No, it's really important. And you're going to have naysayers out there. You're going to have people that, you know, look at you and say, why are you trying to get out of debt? Debt is something you have to have. And you and I know that's not the truth. So I want you to get people around you that believe in you. I think that's one of the really valuable benefits of Financial Peace University, is having that community of other like-minded people to be able to cheer you on. And so that's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to encourage the people, the men and women of our military and the men and women in our country, to believe that better is available. And it doesn't matter where you were born. It doesn't matter where you went to school. We've got an opportunity each and every day to get better. And that's what I want to help people to do.
That's wonderful. Well, for listeners, you've gotten a brief taste of Chris Hogan. You'll have links in the show notes for his YouTube channel, his podcast. You can propose your own question to him if you have a very specific one on his YouTube channel. But I always, Chris, love to end with an open-ended question. And you can take it one of two ways. Either, what have we not talked about that you want to make sure listeners know? Or what's just some final words that you'd love to leave them with before we wrap up?
Wow. Okay. Well, I would tell the men and women this, that where you are right now doesn't have to be where you end up. I know some of you out there, you may have some debt and you've been battling it for a while and you've not been able to make any progress. Or you have these dreams inside of you, but you haven't talked about them to anyone. And you're not really sure if you're on pace to get there. Or maybe you don't believe that you can because your family never talked about money. Or maybe you've never seen anyone do well with money. Well, I want you to hear me, because this is the truth. You have an opportunity to write your own story. This is your life. And I don't care where you came from. And I don't care about what's happened in the past. I'm focused on now. And I want you to hear and believe that you can do this. You start to make decisions. You start to make those daily decisions and take the right actions. And I promise you this, you will make progress, but you have to pitch a guard up. Be aware, there's all kinds of financial stupid lurking around. Don't go look at car lots. Don't go to the mall. When you shop, use cash. And watch what happens. You'll start to take back control. And when you have control, now you can manage it. And then progress is something you'll choose to do each and every day.
That's wonderful. Well, Chris, I appreciate, I know you're in amidst an extremely busy schedule. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. And I also appreciate the work that you do on your show, on your YouTube channel, helping military members along with helping everyone, because I think that your message and your voice is one that I'd love to turn the volume up for people, because I think it's a really valuable perspective.
Well, thank you so much. It's been an honor to be with you. And if those men and women out there would like me to come to their base, all they have to do is go to my website, chrishogan360.com. There's bring Chris to your event button there. And I've got a team of people that will walk through that. I'd love to meet them and see each and every one of them.
Awesome. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Quick couple admin points. We release brand new episodes every single Monday and Thursday. Those are usually recorded about a month or so before they go live. Every Monday and Thursday, we have an interview, usually almost always with a military veteran about their civilian career. More and more, we're starting to add in experts who may not be veterans, but may have some expertise that will help the military veteran community. Saturdays, I typically post more of a behind the scenes episode, which is a free form format. I try to use what I'm calling a mullet format. And by that, I mean business up front, party in the back, talking through admin points, professional topics related to the podcast. It might be a conversation I had that week. It might have been an interview I had that week, but just trying to share things that are top of mind that may help you in more of a free form, straight from the heart format. And then the party in the back is the personal side of things, just kind of more free-flowing thoughts on life, on improving oneself, just kind of whatever's going on in life and trying to be authentic and honest about those things as well. Special thanks. We have an all-volunteer army of people behind Beyond the Uniform making this possible. We do this on our lunch breaks, on our evenings, on our weekends, because we love the military community. We want to give back. We want to make a difference. We want that as part of the purpose in our life that we valued in the military. So special thanks to Steve Bain. Steve does pretty much everything. He helps secure guests. He does our newsletter. He keeps the reels rolling and keeps me sane. Kathleen Dillon, the first person to join our team. She writes text transcripts of every single episode. It's wild. She keeps up with two of these a week despite a demanding career and education right now. But those transcripts help us get more SEO value, helps her audience more. Andrew Woolridge is our data guru. He helps us understand the numbers, which is the easiest way for us to figure out how we can better support you, and adds kind of the data oversight for that. Rick Healy does all of our social media. He is gaining more and more of an audience for us by getting our videos, getting our podcasts out on social channels. The best way to stay in contact with us is if you go to beyondtheuniform.org. There is a newsletter. You'll have a little pop-up that comes up. You can put your email in. We email twice per month. We try to be respectful, but it is a great way to get appraised of upcoming events, upcoming interviews, promos where companies are giving discounts to Beyond the Uniform listeners, and more. This does cost money to put on. We are committed to not charging veterans directly. And the way that we kind of offset costs is through corporate sponsors. So if you know of a company that would like to get in front of a military audience and their families, that's one way that we can both add value to our members, but also offset the costs of Beyond the Uniform and give us a little bit of budget to start expanding what we're doing. So that's the best way you can help us. If that's not something that you can do, a positive review on iTunes is greatly appreciated. Have a wonderful week. We will be back Monday, Thursday, and Saturday with more interviews. And keep up the listening. Take care.